Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Love of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
True Christianity is victory. Yes. Amen. Amen. This is the victory that overcomes the whole world, even our faith. Real Christianity is joyous. Amen. Peaceful. Yes. Healing. Yes. Prosperity. Amen. Mercy, not judgment. Mercy. Yes. Mercy. Yes. Forgiveness. Yes. Goodness. And it's this goodness that does what? Leads people to God to repent. To change. Amen. Amen. Well, I just thought I'd exhort you a little bit this morning on that. Amen. Glory, do you believe that? I tell you what, we're going to stay after this until when people pull in the parking lot, they feel like jumping. They feel like shouting. Going, whoo, glory. And then they see you. And they go, man, I got to get what they got. Did you hear me? Or some of you didn't get that. They think they're blessed, and then they come in here and sit down beside you. And then they come in here and see you, and they go, whoo, look at them. You can tell they're blessed. Just look at them. Look at them. Look at the joy on that man. Look at the peace on that woman. Oh, we got to get what they got. The best advertisement for the kingdom is right there. You. Amen. Results. You're the testimony. You're the proof. Amen. If it doesn't work in you, why should they get it? But it does work in you. Glory to God. Well, go with me, if you would, this morning to the book of 1 John. 1 John. Are we blessed or are we blessed? Yes. My word. I tell you, all day yesterday, I think that's what I, all day, I don't think I went very many minutes without saying thank you, Lord. I just, glory to God, I walked around in my backyard and looked at my trees and said, thank you, Lord. Thank you for this tree. Thank you, I'm going to cut that bush down, but thank you for that one. But just thanking God all day long, walking through my house and seeing everything God's done for me. Are you like me? I know a lot of you. I mean, I came from nothing. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I mean, dumb as a post, mud between my toes. You know what I'm talking about? And believing God to get to a used mobile home. Believing God for just a car. One that would run is better. You ever drove a car all winter without a heater? Yeah. I had to drive, I think it was like 25 miles to work and back all one winter without a heater. Good gracious. I got one now, just got climate control. Just put the number in there. You know what I'm talking about? 72 and auto. Whoo! I mean, I remember couldn't go to sleep at night. You ever try to go to sleep when it's 95 degrees at night? No air conditioning? And we had one oscillating fan. You don't know if it's a blessing or a curse. You're laying there and a little breeze comes by and you go, whew, and then it goes away. Ah, man. And then here it comes back. Oh, that's a little bit. But it's just blowing hot air. I mean, the hot air is 90 degrees and then it goes away. Oh, Lord. Thank God for air conditioning. Amen. Now, if you're in the wore out trailer with the oscillating fan, don't despair. You're saved. Amen. Huh? I mean, that's it. That's the big thing. But God will bring you up. Yes. I said, He'll bring you up. The Bible said He brings people up off the dung heap. Yes. He brings people out of the garbage pile and sits them with princes. Yes. That's what the scripture says. if you'll believe it. Now, if you sit there and cry and feel sorry for yourself and believe other things, then you'll stay there. But if you'll begin to believe God, you'll come up.
Yes.
Amen. I said, you'll come up. 1 John 4, are you there? I've been having a time preaching my notes this morning. 1 John 4. 1 John, the 4th chapter. This entire chapter deals strongly with the subject of the love of God. But let's skip down to the 18th verse. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. We love him, why? Because he first loved us. Now keep that in mind now. You didn't love him first. He loved you before you knew him. Romans says he loved us while we were yet his enemies. Is that right? You understand, the Lord will never ask you or tell you to do something that he has not done himself. You understand that? He'll not tell you to love somebody that doesn't like you and he wouldn't do it. He's already done it. He does it all the time. He sends his rain, and that means blessing, on the just and the unjust. Amen? He gives oxygen and sunshine to infidels and atheists. Right? Just like he does you. Why? Because he's good. He's gracious. He's merciful. So when he tells us to love even those who are unlovely, those who don't like us, this is something he does himself. He loved us before we knew him and loved him. Verse 20, if a man say, I love God, and he hates his brother, he's a liar. Now that's real plain, isn't it? For he that loves not his brother whom he's seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loved God love his brother also. Is it a fact that your love for God is demonstrated in your love for your brother? Is that a fact? It's a fact. You can't say, I love God, but I don't care for people. Well, I love God, but man, these people. How many of you have children? What if I said, well, now me, you and I are buds. I like you. But I can't stand your kids. I hate your boy. And what if I said, now I like you. Now you and I are buds, but you know I treated your kid like dirt. I kicked them when they were down. Can you and I still be the best friends? Huh? That's just not going to work, is it? In fact, if I didn't do anything for you, but I helped your kid, I got a buddy with you, in you. Is that right? Oh, man, I mean, if I didn't do anything for you, but I was there for your kid, and I bailed your child out, and I helped your child, well, even without knowing you, I got a friend in you. Do you understand God loves all his kids? Even the mean ones? Even the stupid ones?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that, brother? The ones that just won't listen? The hard-headed ones? The rebellious ones? He loves them all. He loves every one of his kids as much as he loves you, as much as he loves me. And if you want to be close to him, you got to treat his kids right. It just does not cut it to, you know, be mean to one of his kids and hold a grudge and lash out and hurt or steal or do something to one of his kids. And you're going to come in church and go, oh, Lord, I love you. I love you. You and I. Oh, man, God, we're thick. You and I. He's going to want to go, hey, what about what you did to my boy? What about what you did to my girl? You cannot separate your fellowship with God from your fellowship with the rest of his kids. Do you understand that? If you love God, how will we know it? It will be demonstrated by how you treat his kids. Do you know, husbands, One of the strongest motivations you ought to have for treating your wife right is realizing who your father-in-law is. Realizing who her daddy is God. Did you hear me? Wives, one of the strongest motivations you should have for treating your husband right is remembering who his daddy is. Absolutely. This starts at home, doesn't it? Your wife, your husband, your children, your parents, your family can see exactly how much you love God by how you treat them. Thank you for those 2 week amens. It's a fact, isn't it? The Lord said in John 14, we won't take time. In fact, you be turning, please, to Ephesians, the 4th chapter. But listen while you turn. Can you do that? Listen while you turn, Ephesians 4. In John 14, the Lord said, the one that loves me will keep my commandments. Right? And my Father will come and we'll make our abode with him. And I'll manifest myself to him. But the one that doesn't keep my commandments is the one that doesn't love me. Well, we read his first and primary commandment is that we love each other. Now, here's the central theme I have on my heart for you this morning. Our love for other people is based first and foremost on our love for God. I love you for you. But I love you first because I love God. Now let me give you some detail on this as we go. How do we love each other? As He loved us. Now look in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, and He brings this up in specific language that how we love each other. Ephesians 4. Are you there? Ephesians, the 4th chapter, and verse 30. Ephesians 4:30. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed to the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. So it's not okay to be that way with people, is it? To be bitter or enraged or angry, or to speak evil against, put all that stuff away, and be what? Be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, how? Even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Love of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 5th as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.